leading doctors recently called for the country to switch to a three-day weekend, advocating it will enhance our health, well-being, family, society and economy. And to tell us more about it, leading business futurist Morris Mizalowski, welcome to the show tonight.
Great to be with you.
Now, the first place that I want to start is, can you describe to me what a business futurist is?
Isn't it a wonderful title?
It is fantastic.
It's really like a rug. You can sweep all kinds of things under it. But a business futurist, it's something I've done for quite a while, is somebody that's involved in looking ahead to try and figure out what's coming up. So from my viewpoint, I work for businesses trying to understand what new technology will bring, what cultures around, the way that we're likely to want and to buy things, and just generally to see how society might change.
Well, okay, that helps us understand your position and how you would be approaching this discussion. I've got to say, it certainly appeals to me, and not because, you know, I want to necessarily work less. I would be quite happy to work, say, 4 10-hour days, which is your 40-hour week, the traditional week, and then you have your 3 days off. But obviously, you do have some opinions to share with us.
I do. Absolutely. So what's being proposed is that we take a 3-day weekend and have a 4-day work week. And that seems to make sense, but to me, it's not really going far enough. What we're talking about in that proposal is really part of what we had for the Industrial Revolution. Now, for a couple of hundred years, we've been working 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, taking the weekend off for religious reasons. And work's been okay that way because many of us had to get together. We had to undertake the work collectively and then finish at a given time and then go back home and do it all over again the next day. But the way that society is developing now, not all of us are working that way. Many of us are choosing to work to project and task. And what I think is going to happen in the next while, and what we're seeing evidence of, is in fact that the weekend as we know it may not be any particular day at all. It will be a day or a time that we can choose that's appropriate to us, our family, and the work that needs to be done.
So, I mean, obviously there are a lot of jobs around these days that did not exist, and we couldn't, or the people that were around at the time would have had no way of knowing that they were to exist in the future. Those jobs obviously have, you know, developed over time and allowed people to be working outside of the traditional structure. And I guess a lot of the jobs that were around at the time that this system developed would now have fallen by the wayside.
They would have, and some of them are still around, but the notion of how we do them is very, very different. And you're right, there are so many new jobs on the horizon. When I talk about the fact that in 10 years' time, 60% of the tasks we'll be doing haven't even been thought of today. I mean, 10 years ago, if we talked about social media, most people would have hoped it would have gone away. Zuckerberg was just a fad, and that would have been the end of it. But look how much industry's changed, how many new jobs we have, how the world's changed just because of that. So you're right, things are evolving at great speeds. But it really has to do with the notion, not just of the new jobs, but of thinking more about what's appropriate and when's appropriate to have work done. So even in traditional jobs like nursing or medicine, it's not unusual for really hard-working doctors and nurses to work horrendous hours, to work 24, 48-hour shifts, but then to be given the equivalent time off in lieu. It's not unusual for many of your listeners to be able to go and ask their boss, you know, I need to come in a couple of hours late. If I work a half an hour more each day for the next 3 days, will that be okay? So those sorts of trade-offs are happening now more and more. Those conversations are more normal. And that's what I'm proposing is going to happen more of down the track.
Well, I guess, you know, in essence, as long as the work is done, and it is done in the time frame that it needs to be, then where is the problem?
Exactly, and that's the crux of it. That's exactly it. So many jobs will have to be done when they have to be done. No two ways about it. We need our people at hospitals. We need police people on the street. We need taxi drivers at a certain place. All those things are given. We're not asking for everything to change. Just on the continuum of jobs, it's exactly as you've said. Some jobs just don't need to be done at a particular time or particular space. They just need to be done. And for those things, maybe we need to break away from the paradigm of 9 to 5. We need to free ourselves up and say, these are the deadlines. This is how the job needs to be done. Nobody's going to get away with anything. We're all adults. We know what we're paid to do and what we need to do and what the specifications of it is. And as long as we're allowed to do it appropriately, we'll get it done in the time that needs to be done. And then we'll use the remaining time either to do more work or to be with our family or to go to a child's concert or to be with our spouse. And I think that's the way that society is going to evolve for those jobs and those industries where that's possible.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I guess also more and more these days people are, thanks to technology, they're being allowed or enabled to go and work from home. So they're still maybe working within that traditional sort of time frame, the 9 to 5, but they can do it from a home office and dial in to the business network.
Absolutely.
Which is still in that kind of traditional framework, if you like, but it is nonetheless a freedom that that no one could have imagined, you know, even 30 years ago.
And that's where we're headed. Again, technology, you're absolutely right, is an enabler of it. It allows us to do all kinds of things that we didn't have the ability to do before. It allows mothers that traditionally might have been out of the workforce because they were raising a family to participate in the workforce, but not to go somewhere on a 9-to-5 everyday basis. They can get their work done when it's appropriate again, and as you said, dial in or do what they need to do. We're seeing salespeople from very large corporations through the smallest of corporations who are no longer going to an office at 9 o'clock and coming back at 5. They're on the road all day and they're using their technology to come back in virtually to talk to their managers and talk to other people around them to find out what's happening. But they don't have a fixed base as such. And with corporations, we're seeing what's called hot desking, which is the notion of not having a desk for everyone because we don't need everyone to be there. We'll provide enough desks for people who do want to come in from time to time. They'll have computers, they'll have all the sorts of things they need, but they won't be theirs. They'll share them on a basis with everyone else. So lots of examples where these things are happening. And also, the weekend has become less sacrosanct to people. There used to be shops closed. We used to take time off for religious reasons. We don't seem to do that as much, and that's a whole debate. That's not necessarily a good thing, but it is a thing. It's what's happening. Our weekends are now, retail shops are open. They're open many hours beyond what we traditionally had. So this whole paradigm space is just opening up, and what we haven't done freely is to open up the workspace to respond to it properly.
Yeah, look, as someone who, down throughout my working life, I have always worked unusual hours such as these, you know, weekends, public holidays, overnights, that kind of thing. And you know that you're not alone. There's always other people working. But on a day-to-day basis, it sort of does make it hard to get things done and to catch up with friends and family because they didn't have the flexibility of hours. So I can see certainly the benefit in what you're describing, where it's not a 5-day week, it's not a 4-day week, it's a flexible week that we all need to sort of work around. And as we said before, as long as the work is done, regardless of what that work is, then it should all technically fit and keep us employed and keep the economy functioning.
It should come out in the wash, you're right. And what should also happen is, and what we're seeing evidence of, is in fact we can employ more people because of this. Quite simply, if a company's bottom line is not used for fixed assets, I mean, they don't need to have such large offices, they don't need to have the infrastructure, the cars and the other things for everybody that's there, they can then reuse that money to employ people. The other thing that we're finding in our research is that people tend to be more productive when they're actually working to their capacity because they're happy, they're working the hours that suit them, and when things are going well, we tend to be more productive, which again means more profit. So strangely enough, this flexibility actually leads to the possibility of more people being employed.
Well, I saw something, a similar arrangement, if you like, where they were simply saying that there are certain businesses that could probably operate 24/7, but don't because of the constraints of society as it is. And then there are others where people certainly could job share more. And as you've just pointed out, we could therefore employ more people across the board, whether these businesses are working 24/7 or whether they're job sharing. But it certainly creates more jobs, not necessarily full-time, but more people would be employed. Businesses could extend their operating hours, and again, we're driving the economy and accommodating people's lifestyles.
I think so, and also from a cultural family viewpoint, what I'm finding is that if people are able to choose, and again, we're assuming here that spouses or families are able to choose collectively, but their together time is something they negotiate. Instead of having to be around on a Sunday afternoon and one spouse is or one child isn't, they can actually figure the time out that suits them all to be in a particular place and time together. So flexibility will work for some. Again, this is not meant to be a panacea for everybody. Nothing ever will or should be. We should never be that prescriptive about anything in the future. But as part of a continuum of offering, I would like to see us getting more used to these flexible arrangements, again, where it's appropriate, being part of the conversation.
Well, it's certainly an interesting conversation, and business futurist, Morris Mizalowski, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and opinions on that conversation.
A pleasure.